Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 144, Adjusting Your Training to Pandemic Life. Okay, let's talk about life as it is right now, about running in May of 2020. Because it's not like it's ever been before, and hopefully it will be more normal in the weeks and months to come. But it may not change much. We may not be back to the old normal anytime soon. So we need to make plans. We need to make adjustments. But before I get into today's topic, I want to ask you to send me questions. I'd like to do one of the very next podcasts, either the next one or the one after that, maybe even a couple of podcasts that are answering listener questions. So if you have questions, you can even ask me several questions. Send them to deb@mojoforrunning.com or use the contact form on either one of my websites, Mojo for Running or Run Tampa. And some of the questions, if it's a good topic, I'll devote a whole episode to it. So I look forward to getting those. Okay, let's talk about today's topic. I know it's on your minds at this time. How can you escape it? How can it not be? I've seen plenty in my life, but I've not ever experienced anything like our current situation as brought on by COVID-19. And I never even imagined anything like this. I'll make a promise right now. I promise not to keep mentioning it, because if you're like me, it's so ubiquitous, you're sick of hearing about it, worrying about it. It's there all the time. As I record this, some cities and states, most I think, are reopening gradually, while some never closed down at all, and others will be remaining closed, or at least large sections of them, for a few more weeks. I'm certainly not going to get into points of view about this, but rather I want to discuss the outlook for running in the months ahead, and mostly how to handle the now, the day-to-day uncertainty as affects your running life. From monitoring my running club's Facebook wall, I think I've seen pretty much every conceivable point of view about where we should be running, about whether to wear masks or not, and what kind of masks, and social distancing and staying at home, everything. And again, I'm not going to discuss all that. But what troubles me is that as I read these comments, the stress that everyone is experiencing is totally clear and evident in their comments. Let's look at a way to alleviate that stress. Of course, as runners, we know the best thing to do when we're stressed out is to get in a run. Any kind of run. It's therapy. We all know that. Well, that's still doable, even if it means running around the block or up and down the street. It's still there for you, even if it's not the way you like it. Heck, running in place in your living room is better than nothing. Now, there are a lot of restrictions. You might not be able to do it just any time. The other day, I usually wait until late in the day to do my run, or sometimes I run in the morning and at night. But I'm in Florida, so in the middle of the day, it's in the 80s now. Anyway, I walked out my front door to run at 7 o'clock at night. And within eyesight were 17 people just in the vicinity of within eyesight of my front door. So I turned around and went in. But I prefer to look on the bright side. Yes, there were a lot of people out there, That means more people are getting more fit. More people are getting out after dinner and walking. The kids were riding their bikes. So I prefer to just give it more time and find a time when there are fewer people out there. But it's possible. Everybody needs to just look on the bright side and realize that we can still manage to stay fit. I would also recommend walking. It's so much better than sitting inside the house with no fresh air and no sunshine, and it will help you avoid sitting all day. We all know that's terrible for you. But remember, you need vitamin D from the sun, and walking is great exercise. You may be finding yourself with much more time on your hands, but if you suddenly double your running, that would be bad, right? So you can't do that. You should never increase your miles more than 10% per week, no matter how bad you want to, and no matter how much time you have on your hands. But you can add a couple of miles of walking a few days a week, even on top of increasing your running by 10%. In long-distance running training, we call it time on your feet. This will have a super beneficial effect. Most people doing their first half marathon will take around 2 hours and 45 minutes, and most people will do their first marathon in around 5 hours to 6 hours. Think about it. You're always going to end up being on your feet on race day at least an hour before the race, likely more than that. But how many first-time half marathoners or marathoners spend that much time on their feet when preparing? If you're training for your first marathon, no matter what the mileage of your long run, you can and should add some walking to add more time on your feet. And since walking is not as intense, it's a way of adding miles on your feet while protecting yourself from injury. So, if you start walking, don't think of it as just walking, as just being better than sitting in a chair. Think of it as a way to add to your training, to build endurance, a way to add time on your feet, and a way to do it that is not a big risk. Now, let's get back to the problem of where to train. Depending on whether you may have a large enough neighborhood to get in at least a mile that you can repeat, or maybe you have a park right there in your neighborhood or very nearby, you can still get in lots of running that way. If it seems impossible to do a long run by going around your block again and again or up and down your street again and again, think again. Here's a reality check. It's not as much fun. In fact, it may seem dreadfully boring, but it's so much better than never leaving your house. Did you know there are marathons, even ultra-marathons, that take place every year on a standard 400-meter indoor track? Compared to that, your block should seem like paradise. It's all relative. When I'm feeling pinned in, restricted, I try to remind myself of what it must be like for prisoners of war that might have to live for weeks or months in a cage, literally. How do they do it? Well, they get their minds someplace else, for one thing. You can get accustomed to almost anything. So try to put everything in perspective and realize that if you're healthy and you can get out and run or run and walk, then, you know, just being outside in the sunshine, we should just appreciate that we can still do that. And the question has come up several times about running on a treadmill. Running on a treadmill isn't the same as running outside, but it's certainly close enough. Of course, it's not as good as getting out and getting in the sunshine and getting vitamin D. But if running outside, for whatever reason, isn't a good option, absolutely do run on the treadmill. Another idea would be to make that running that you are able to do outside more intense by adding in some cross training. I call it a driveway workout. Let's say your block is a quarter mile. A good way to make it more intense and more fun is to run a quarter mile, stop, and jump rope for a minute, and then run a quarter mile again. That'll jack up the intensity. Or between quarter miles, you do 10 push-ups, and or maybe you alternate jumping rope, 10 push-ups, jumping jacks, planks, bridges, clamshells, the number of possible exercises that you can do to improve your running is unlimited. So just break up your running with that. Do like a full mile first to warm up, and then do a quarter mile at a time in between your sets of exercises. It's fun. I actually like doing it. I've been doing it a couple of times a week. I set up my exercise equipment in my garage, and then I do what I call a driveway workout. It's fun, and I think it's helping my running. One caution, if you haven't been doing any jumping, don't jump into lots of jumping rope or jumping jacks or anything similar. You have to build gradually because those are actually very intense and you can get hurt doing it. But if you build up gradually, it's a great little high intensity interval workout. I would not do something that high intensity every day. Absolutely don't. But you could do it every other day or maybe every third day. And I think you'll find that it greatly increases your the variety. It'll feel better, it'll be more interesting, and it will certainly improve your running. Another idea for this time is to make a project of some other area of your health that will facilitate your running. We all need a goal. The best would be to work on your nutrition. I had a friend once who was injured and wasn't able to run with the group, or actually run at all, for several months, actually about 6 months. When she came back from the injury, she had lost 25 pounds. She said without races to motivate her training, she needed something else. So she made a project of transforming her eating habits, and it sure paid off. Another idea is to challenge yourself to accomplish something you've never been able to do. Maybe a 1 minute plank or a 2 minute plank. Maybe a certain number of push-ups. Maybe a certain number of chin-ups. Lots of options. Watching running films might help feed your running appetite. I, of course, recommend The Human Race, of course. But there are likely 50 other running films, and many of them are great. One I particularly liked was The Barkley Marathons. I'll put a list of several that are really good in the show notes. I'll put a link also to Runner's World's article that identifies their top 20 recommendations. And yes, The Human Race was included. Now, I've heard some runners say they've lost their motivation to run because they can't stay motivated without a race. Well, right now, I don't think we can count on anything in the fall. Sure, many of the canceled races have rescheduled for the fall, but the experts are telling us to expect more cases in the fall and perhaps going right back to staying at home. My worry is that races will be canceled in the fall as well. I sure hope not. But as regards loss of motivation without races to plan for, I'd say turn this around to make it work for you. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to depend on races for motivation? I get it. We're all goal-driven. Find something else to use as a goal. I started a challenge for my Run Tampa group at the beginning of May, realizing everybody was looking for some kind of new goal. I had the idea to challenge my members to run or run and walk 100 miles in May. In fact, it's called the Run Tampa 100 Miles in May Challenge. If you check out, for example, my Facebook wall, my personal ones, you'll see there's a frame around the pictures of all the people that are involved in the challenge. I said they could walk some of those miles, or non-runners can walk all of them, because I wanted everybody to be part of the challenge that might want to. And after all, our motto for Run Tampa is running, walking, racing, talking. And as I said before, running is a good way to build your endurance. So I didn't want anybody who's, let's say, been doing only 80 miles a week to suddenly do 100. Or 80 miles a month to suddenly bump up to 100 or bump up from 70 to 100. So I decided, a great thing to do would be to say any amount of walking is acceptable, because that way they can bump up their running by 10% per week. But if that doesn't get them to 100, they can add in the difference by walking. So my club has 500 members, but my best guess was that maybe 150 would participate. Nope. Even today, and we're almost halfway through the month, people are still joining the challenge, which totally works. But every runner keeps track of how many miles they run on which days anyway. So if they can actually join now and still put all their miles in that they've already logged this month. So what happens is I sent all the club members a link to a tracking sheet that's on Google Sheets, and then everybody maintains their own mileage. And I said 100 miles, that's the minimum goal, but I also made it so they could change that goal and make it anything they want. So anyway, it's going extremely well. There's no fee to participate and there's no medal or shirt, but those who complete the 100 mile minimum do get a Run Tampa mug. So it's going great. What I didn't expect was to actually get new club members. During the last 2 weeks, 33 new members have joined the club. Clearly, there's a tremendous need for motivation for new and different goals. And by the way, the club is called Run Tampa, but I have members living all over the country. So if you would like to be included in the challenge, you actually can. Just look up runtampa.com, because you could join the club. And that's kind of fun. It's a good thing to do, because then maybe you'll come here when everybody's comfortable with flying again, or take a road trip and come here for a weekend. And I would put you in the Run Tampa Facebook group, so you would get to know the members there and enjoy that conversation as well. So that's a possibility. Anyway, I've been flabbergasted at the response. At this moment, we have 265 people entered in the contest, and they're doing great. It's going to be tremendous fun. I've already ordered the mugs. Another thought, anyway, is to read running books or listen to them. I'm a member of Audible, and I've listened to 8 books over the last several weeks. Only one actually was about running, but they were all good, entertaining, and they swept me away from thoughts of any pandemic and worrying about the future. It was wonderful, and it's a great way to increase your miles, to just keep walking. You know, if you're having to walk around your block and your block is only a quarter of a mile, if you're listening to a good book or listening to great music, sometimes you forget about that. So I highly recommend it. Many runners have told me that they're struggling with motivation right now. Listening to a great book can carry you away. Okay, that's it for now. I wish I had some other magic for you. Those are my best ideas. If you haven't done so, I hope you'll stop by the Mojo for Running Facebook page. I'm planning on posting there more often. And, I really wish you would ask more questions there. In fact, I'm planning to do a short Q&A podcast in the near future. So that would be a place where I said earlier in this episode, you could email your questions to deb@mojoforrunning.com. But you could also, if you get on Facebook, you could go to the Mojo for Running Facebook page and ask questions there. And if they're great questions, like I said before, I'll make a whole episode out of it. Just hang in there. Feel good about your running and your fitness and your health. Just use that as therapy. Realize that because you're a runner, you're healthier than other people. And if you were to get it, the thing is, if you came down with the coronavirus, you know, the likelihood is that you could fight it better than other people. I know I'm not saying that you're immune because you're a runner, but it just stands to reason that we all want to be as healthy as we possibly can be. So be careful what you're eating. Get out in the sunshine every day. Work on things that like strengthening your core that you can do right there in your living room. Do balance exercises. I'm doing that every day. You'll see where I've posted. I think I posted on Instagram how to use a balance board to strengthen your ankles, how to balance on one leg. That'll strengthen all the muscles in your feet and ankles. It'll help you with your leg strength. There's a lot that you can do. Even if you're not going to your normal places to run, and even if you can't run with your friends. And, you know, you can use Zoom or anything like that. You can text. You can talk on the phone. It doesn't mean you have to be isolated. You just have to physically distance from the people that you enjoy being with. But just realize how many good things you still can do and how much worse it could be. And just hang in there. It's going to get better. I guarantee it's going to get better. That's it. Stay safe. Here's today's quote. Be strong now because things will get better. It might be stormy now, but it can't rain forever.